6:02 in the Fast Lane. Your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Brad Barnes, Brad Thompson, Chris Ranji, Randy Carricker. With all due respect, is coming up in a moment. Just send in your text to the Home Loan Expert text line 65780. If you'd like to say something about a situation, just preface it with all due respect, and you can say pretty much anything you want. Recently, details have come out regarding the relationship between the President of the United States and adult actress Stormy Daniels. Now, there's another twist to the story. Ben Roethlisberger. Daniels recently detailed a meeting with Donald Trump and Roethlisberger around the same time as the alleged affair with the president. She said, quote, "It was in the downstairs of the hotel I was in, and he was hanging out with Ben Roethlisberger. He had Keith, his bodyguard, call me and ask if I was coming. When I got there, I called Keith, and he told me he was sitting, and he brought me where he was sitting, and he brought me over. Ben had just won the Super Bowl that year. Donald excused himself. He had to leave. I don't remember why, and he made Ben promise to take care of me. I stayed another 15 or 20 minutes, and Ben Roethlisberger actually walked me up to my room that night because Donald told him to. Yeah, he walked me all the way up to my hotel room."
What a gentleman. Like, we don't hear about this.
No.
Chivalry is not dead, all right? Ben Roethlisberger will walk a porn star right to her room.
So he walked all the way up there.
Yeah.
And then turned right back around and went.
I don't know the whole story. I just know he walked her right to the room.
Does the story just kind of, is it like The Sopranos? It just kind of ends at the door and we don't know what happens after?
I don't know. I haven't seen The Sopranos.
Hmm. Oh, well, it just ends.
Hmm.
So the NASCAR Hall of Fame inducted five people today. Robert Yates, Ray Evernham, Robert Red Byron, Ken Squire, and Ron Hornaday Jr. With all due respect, if Ron Hornaday Jr. is in the NASCAR Hall of Fame and Ricky Bobby is not, they shouldn't even have a NASCAR Hall of Fame.
I agree with that. And I know it's with all due respect.
So with
they
all due respect.
They wouldn't take offense to that, but he is a legend. And, yes, and the talk about the adversity that he had to overcome.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time when he was on the track and he thought the other cars were spaceships. They were
right.
Going so fast.
He thought he was on fire one time.
And now, he was screaming, "Help me, Tom Cruise, help me, Oprah Winfrey." Like, it was scary.
Red Byron raced despite suffering a severe leg injury in World War II. He won the first Cup Series championship in 1949. If I'm not mistaken, Ricky Bobby had a severe leg injury as well and came back to race at a very high level.
He did. He
got stabbed.
He didn't walk.
Yeah.
Randy, Brad, with all due respect, Ricky Bobby is a fictional person.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
Right.
It was.
Is Cole Trickle in this? Is he in this Hall of Fame? Because he was incredible too.
Again. Yeah.
And remember what he told his crew chief? He's like, "I'm gonna lay the hammer down." "No, you're not." And he.
Yeah. Again.
He should be in the Hall
with
of
all due respect, guys, a fictional character.
Oh, yeah, like a Wonder Bread car, like all the endorsements with Taco Bell and
Mellow
KFC.
Yellow,
if you don't chew Big Red, that you.
Right.
That was him.
Those were special tires. Yeah, I get it. Guys, that was
and
also
the public service
movie
I can't believe you denigrate the public service. Like the snow blindness in
cats. It's real. Packs of wild dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want you to not blur fiction and reality so much. I just want you to know these were...
Look, it's a NASCAR Hall of Fame.
They were in movies.
Let's just bring some fun into it. All right, hey, remember that story we were just talking about a minute ago with Big Ben and that porn star Stormy Daniels?
What happened?
Stormy Daniels.
He probably did her, with all due respect.
With all due respect,
I don't think he just walked her to her door.
What do you mean, define did?
Like walked her to her door and then helped her in somewhere. Like, he went in the door.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know what I mean?
No. Except... You're going to have to help me out with this one.
I think that this may have...
I'll bet you it wasn't very difficult to open.
No, probably not. I'm sure the door's been open before.
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, yeah, but usually the staff has to help you with that.
Well, I'm sure the staff has been there, too.
They give you a card, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
And it slides right in, it comes right out, and then the door opens.
Sometimes you lose the card in the lock. Yeah.
Sometimes you give the card to somebody else. So what are we talking
about
here?
Don't ever open that door.
Don't
ever open that door.
You may have. Speaking of that, Kim Kardashian. You know her.
Heard of her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Same story.
She just had another baby. Well, she didn't have it. A surrogate did because that's
good.
What you do when you're super wealthy. And even though you have eggs that are fine, I guess. But she and Kanye West, they have another child.
She wanted to keep her door right.
Right.
Yeah.
Go on. They had a child. Rob, did you have the reasons? What? So they had a third child.
Yeah, yeah. The door is pristine, by the way, from everything I've been told. So Kim and Kanye, they have a new kid. They've named the kid Chicago. That's the kid's first name. Yeah.
Chicago West?
Chicago West is the name of the child. You know, great city, terrible name. With all due respect, I would rather have the dolt Kim Kardashian name the kid than Kanye, because you know this is a Kanye creation. With all due respect, though.
Who's the other one besides North? Do they have, like, East or South or something?
I forget.
I don't know. Blue
North
Ivy?
Was the second one, right?
No, that's Jay-Z's. No, North was the first one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't keep up with the pop stars and their children.
And their kids?
No.
But with all due respect,
Chicago is... I've never heard of a kid named Chicago.
I don't think there is one.
Because I think that there's some really cool, like, names you can have. Like different countries. Like, you know, London, I think, is a cool name.
Yeah, London. I dated somebody. Yeah,
I met on the caravan. It was a pair of sisters. They're about 12 or 13 years old. London and Ireland. I thought that was really cool.
Oh. Yeah. Like Kathy Ireland.
Oh, a saint is their next one.
Saint
West. Interesting. Stop letting Kanye name the babies.
I wonder if the middle one's middle name is Lewis.
I don't think so.
Should be.
Probably not.
Chicago West and St. Louis West.
Oh, I see. I get it now. I didn't get it when you first said it, but now it's funny.
No.
All right. Big Sis, what do you got for us?
With all due respect, Tom Brady wears the gloves better than Michael Jackson and OJ.
The problem is they had one glove, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he has two, so he's got a pair of them. So it's like a totally different thing.
OJ?
Well, OJ only wore the one glove, right?
Well, he lost one.
That's right.
Allegedly.
Yeah, he wore
allegedly.
One.
Allegedly,
yes,
he lost
with all
one.
Due respect, when he was murdering people, he lost the one. With all
allegedly
due respect.
Murdering people.
Yes, I said. It was inferred if I didn't say it.
Real quick, how do you, if you've, let's say for the sake of argument.
For the sake of argument.
You murdered somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the gloves that you've used to murder these people. Why do you take them off right then?
Well, I think you burn them at some point.
How does one fall off while you're running away?
How do you not go back for it? That's evidence. I don't know.
Just all
maybe just don't notice.
Doesn't make much sense.
I've never murdered, so I don't know. 65780 if you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like in the heat of passion, maybe you just forgot. How do you wear designer shoes that they only made like 10
Bruno
pair of?
Yeah. Bruno Mali's. Yeah.
My guess is he wasn't thinking.
Allegedly. Once again, free man he is.
Does Bruno Mali still make shoes?
I do not know.
I mean, that was
ruin them like the Bronco?
The Bronco's back.
Yeah, it took a while.
Let's see. No, they still make shoes.
Do they?
Free shipping and returns. If you want to order some.
Well, they're like $200 for a pair of shoes.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
With all due respect, the Fast Lane might not be airing on Monday after this segment.
What do you mean?
Oh, what happened?
It's a great segment.
Yeah.
I'm just reading the text.
We don't have a holiday or anything.
We talked about a good Samaritan.
Is there a holiday?
No.
We had one this past Monday.
Yeah. We talked about a good Samaritan.
We 4-day week.
We've talked about that, actually. I think morale would be great around here. Yeah. 4-day weeks.
I'm with Ryder on his idea that I just need one 3-day weekend a month. Not like what we do is hard, but still, you want a 3-day weekend now and then.
You could travel if, in fact, you want to.
I like the idea of 4 3-day weekends a month.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
Some people do that.
Why not?
But they generally tend to work like 10 hours a day. I don't think that we're going to do 10-hour days.
No.
I'll give them 5.
Let's let the turn stay for another 4 hours on Fridays.
I like that idea a lot.
Me too. Or on Mondays.
With all due respect, Wilson Contreras needs to keep his mouth shut until he wins a gold glove.
Well, if you said with all due respect, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Wilson Contreras is very, very confident in his abilities, and maybe he got a little overexcited. I don't know if you remember seeing him at their Cubs warm-up type thing. I forget what they call it. Cubs convention. Him dropping the F-bomb twice in front of a big panel on live TV. The kid's excitable, okay? Mm-hmm. So he made maybe a little mistake of calling guys out individually and saying Yachty used to be good. But he's good. He's talented. And as Yachty said, just respect the ranks, kid. Be all right.
I think he's, I don't think he has much of a filter.
Which is nice sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
other
Tommy Pham.
Get you in trouble. Yeah, but Pham doesn't even, well, Pham doesn't call out other players, really, does he?
Wayno said his thing.
I said,
yeah, he said
I
his said thing. I said my thing.
Oh, cool.
It worked?
Of course you did.
Jason Hayward said some things. They won a World Series.
True.
Because of it.
With all due respect, I hope the Pats lose and Tom Brady breaks his leg this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Good. God. With all due respect, though, so it's okay.
No, I get it that we're doing with all due respect. We're not supposed to take offense to anything. I do think cheering for that might be a little over the line.
With all due respect to the texter?
Yeah, I mean,
no?
Randy, well, to well, just I think Tom Brady's I would, leg. I mean, Randy went full-on cheer mode. He stood up.
I would be all tingly. I'd buy a jersey of the player who
would you really?
Leveled the hit, yeah.
That would be great. All right, I'm fine with it now.
Would you, Randy, are you saying that you would be aroused?
Well, I would be excited.
Yeah.
Be happy.
If he gets hurt?
If Brady gets hurt?
If he breaks his leg?
Yeah.
Do you see Randy light up every time that highlight? It's, Brady is hurt.
Look at his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets so excited awesome. About
just
it.
Thinking about it right now.
I'm thinking about it. Thinking about who could get him. Telvin Smith, you could call.
Calais might get him.
He could. I don't think Calais can go low enough to get him at the knees, though.
Well, what if he gets tripped up on the way?
That'd be good. He falls into those.
Turf monster.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
Sniper.
And with all due respect, Ranji should stop walking random women to their doors and start spending more time watching classic movies.
What does that? Come on. What is that supposed to mean?
It means that you need to brush up on your Talladega Nights, I think.
Okay.
I guess I do, man.
I don't remember.
But I think that you know, everybody believes that you're spending your time fairly wisely, so, I mean, that's okay.
I remember the dinner scene where they're having Domino's or whatever. Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm. Mountain Dew.
Baby Jesus.
All kinds of good stuff, yes. Yeah.
But I don't remember
Fists
anything
else. Fists all balled up.
And I would
Delicious.
Never.
Still developing his mental.
I will not walk a porn star back to her place, but I will get her an Uber.
That's nice really nice.
Uber yeah. pool.
Will you pay for it? Oh,
no,
pool.
Uber
so
pool.
They get to go with a bunch
would
of people.
Would you provide her a gift basket as she departed in the morning?
I was overhearing a conversation between two women. This is before I moved down here. And the one woman was talking about her experience the night before with a man. She went home with a man. And she said, he got me an Uber. And then I got in the car and I realized it was an Uber pool.
It happens. This lady seems like somebody who'd get down on an Uber pool. Like, she'd like that.
Mm. I don't. Well, what, Stormy Daniels?
Yeah, she might be fine with an Uber pool.
If you're paying her.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Home Loan Expert text line 65780. The Cardinals traded Randall Grichuk today. What moves are left? That's next on 101 ESPN. With the trade of Randall Grichuk to the Toronto Blue Jays today for Dominic Leone and another young right-handed pitcher, the Cardinals have a 40-man roster that is full. There are a lot of free agents out there, but based on the comments made over the course of this past week by Bill DeWitt Jr. and by John Mozeliak, and today Michael Gerst, the Cardinal GM, said, hey, I'm not going to pack up my office and leave, but there isn't an awful lot that you would think that the Cardinals would be interested in doing. I'm not saying they shouldn't do anything else.
Right.
I don't think that they're going to do anything else.
No, another thing that we didn't think was going to be a possibility until they traded Randall Grichuk today and we kicked around a little bit ago was, do you go now and look at the free agent market for a veteran outfielder? And not necessarily because he's better than what you have in the organization, but because at least it wouldn't hinder the development of anybody else. Like, you have a guy that's in the role that just knows exactly what he's there for. Maybe it's a veteran guy. I brought up a guy like Seth Smith earlier. There are plenty of guys out there, right, that fit the bill. But Gersh brought up the fact that they have a lot of guys that are close, a lot of guys in AA, AAA. Obviously, we know about Harrison Bader with the opportunity that he got last year. But they have so many guys. They have a position of depth where maybe that's the position that goes back and forth. Maybe they, you know, send somebody down to get some regular at-bats and then bring somebody up. If I'm Tyler O'Neill right now, I'm really excited about this trade of Randall Grichuk because it provides me a legit opportunity to make this team came out of spring, where he probably found himself on the outside looking in. It's going to be a big spring for him. It's going to be a huge spring for Harrison Bader. And even Jose Martinez, who's on this club right now, well, he just jumped up a spot, right? Like, he ends up being the guy. He already proved that he can have the flexibility and play a little first base. Spring training just got a lot more interesting for a lot of young guys.
And I think that's perfectly fine. I don't mind the idea of them, if they're constantly mixing and matching and using that I-55 shuttle to bring in outfielders and change things up throughout the season. I think that's great. They're probably going to have to do it too when it comes to the rotation. I mean, he mentioned that they're comfortable not only with their starting five. I think they're probably a little bit more comfortable with their starting five than we are. Mm-hmm. But I am comfortable with their depth, which is a completely different thing.
And he brought up Flaherty and Gant as possibilities that could wind up on that I-55 corridor as starters as well.
That's probably going to have to happen, especially since they're going to have to fill a lot of innings this season. And you lose Lance Lynn, you're going to lose his 200 innings. You're going to get it probably from Carlos Martinez. And then you're just going to have to, if things stay the way they are right now, if they don't bring in a free agent, if they don't make another deal, and I'm of the mindset that they're probably done trading at this point. I don't think anything else happens, and unless it's a free agent deal. But if they don't do anything there, you're probably going to see a lot of Flaherty and whoever else.
Yeah, I definitely didn't get the impression from talking to Gersh today that Miles Michaelis will be battling for a job in that rotation. Like, that is his spot. I don't even know if it's his spot to lose. I just feel like it sounds like it's just his spot, and he's going to have it. So hopefully that ends up being a good pickup. I know Mo talked to, it was Bernie the other day, right, yesterday, about him, and said it wasn't necessarily easy to get him. There were a lot of teams that were in on him, that were scouting him heavily in Japan, so hopefully he ends up being able to be that guy to hold down that fifth spot. But you're going to need your depth, and teams all around baseball need your depth. It was crazy how the Cardinals went as long as they did last year without needing a sixth starter until they actually had a doubleheader, and it wasn't even because of an injury. They just had to bring up Marco Gonzalez. Against the Cubs. Yeah. They had a double dip. So that ends up happening every once in a while, but usually you have to utilize your depth, and the Cardinals are fortunate enough to have a lot of young pitchers that have already been in the big leagues or are close enough where they feel like they're ready and they can expose them a little bit, but they won't put any of them in a position where they need to save the season. And that's a good place to be as a team.
You look at a guy like Connor Green. He has 500 innings pitched in the minors already. As a comparison, Luke Weaver had 275 innings pitched at the minor league level. Flaherty has 400. Connor Green might be, and that's one of the players the Cardinals got today from Toronto, might be closer than we give him credit for being, because, as you mentioned earlier, BT, he's walked a lot of guys, but he's also very confident that the Cardinals can fix him and get him to where he needs to be.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see him, too, because just looking at the numbers only paints a little bit of the story. And obviously, he walks a lot of guys, which means he falls behind in other ones that he doesn't walk. But it's for the stuff that he's supposed to have, right? Throws, touches 100 miles an hour, will touch triple digits, and has that high-octane fastball all the time.
70 fastball.
Yeah, to me, I'm wondering what his off-speed is like. He doesn't have a lot of strikeouts. He had 92 strikeouts in his 132 innings. When I see a guy that has that kind of stuff, I expect more, especially in the minor leagues. So maybe that's something you get around some different people. You get around some different ideas. You learn. He's 22 years old again. You learn how to harness things. You learn how to pitch. It's very hard to have an effective off-speed pitch if you are all or nothing. If you are a max effort guy, I'm just heaving everything. Unless you just have a cutter that you go to, and if he's a cutter guy, it's like 94 probably. It's very hard to have that effective pitch. If he could stay within himself and just learn how to pitch, not throw, learn how to pitch, he could be a very bright spot and could be a great pickup for the Cardinals.
And because he's only 22 years old, because he has the arm that he does, he's going to get a lot of opportunity. Whether it's, you know, even if the Cardinals decide to give up on him at some point and he's available, there will be another team that will take that on. Yeah. Because if the guy's throwing upper 90s, they're going to try to figure out if they can do something with him, if they can try to reel him in at least a little bit. So the coaching staff is going to be huge. And I know he's going to have an opportunity during spring training. Mike Maddux will be there. I don't know if he's going to work with him personally. I doubt that. But at least Mike Maddux, the rest of the pitching coaches in the organization are going to be on the same page and trying to work with him.
It is the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Coming up, the Cardinals did make that move, and we're ready for a big sports weekend. Travis Ford might not be because of what happened with his Billikens today. We'll talk about it all next with our Hot Topics of the Day on 101 ESPN. The Cardinals acquired right-handed reliever Dominic Leon and right-handed minor league starter Connor Green from Toronto today in exchange for Randall Grichuk. Leon was with Toronto last year. He was 3-0 with a 2.56. He had 11 holds in 65 games. In 70 and a third innings, he struck out 81. Those 70 and a third innings were ninth among American League relievers, and the 81 strikeouts were both second highest among Toronto relievers last season. Leon also was great against lefty hitters. He allowed them to hit 183. Right-handers hit 211 against
him. That's pretty good. Just looking into his stuff a little bit, and I haven't had a chance to see him pitch much, but he throws the cutter quite a bit. That's probably what gives him a lot of success. And plus the velo. So this is a good pickup for the Cardinals, and very rarely does this happen. And we've had two of them now this year for me, where the Cardinals trade a couple of pieces away, and I hope that those pieces go on to thrive. Mm-hmm. Stephen Piscotty obviously being the first one, where that just made sense for all parties right there, and I think everybody in St. Louis echoes that. You just want him to do well. He's close to his family. And it just makes too much sense. But Randall Grichuk is another one. You know that there is a lot of raw talent there. He's still trying to figure it out, and this is going to provide an opportunity for him likely to play every day. Hopefully his bat keeps him in the lineup over there, and the Cardinals pick up a nice piece for their bullpen and hopefully a nice piece down the road.
It's good for the Cardinals. You're right. Whatever they have in the outfield right now, all of those players, at least based on last season, are above average. Tommy Pham, Marcell Ozuna, Dexter Fowler. That's a pretty good outfield. It's going to turn out to be, if they all stay healthy, I think, one of the better outfields, certainly in the National League, but also especially in the National League Central. So what they did today was, you know, something that, look, if you have Randall Grichuk as your fourth outfielder, I think that's a luxury. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of teams don't have that. On the Toronto Blue Jays, he becomes, and even Fangraphs wrote a piece about this today, he becomes an above-average option for them. For the Blue Jays this season, he's going to help them out. There just wasn't a place for him here in St. Louis.
Last year, Connor Green was rated as the sixth best Toronto prospect. 26 games, 25 starts for New Hampshire in AA. He had a 5.29 ERA, 92 strikeouts, and 132 and a third. He is a hard thrower, and the Cardinals get a prospect along with Dominic Leon. So it's Connor Green and Dominic Leon in exchange for the Cardinals sending Randall Grichuk to Toronto. The Blues back in action tomorrow night. They take on Arizona over at Scott Trade Center. The Blues trying to put together a winning streak.
Yeah. Three games would do
Three
it.
Three would do it. Yeah.
Yes, that's true. Who gets them that winning streak, Randy? Is it Carter Hutton?
I think Hutz has to be the starter.
I feel like that. He's been so good.
I think he does.
I mean, Jake's got to get back out there. It's going to be what, like,
he can get the next
2 weeks?
Yeah, mental rest.
Wow, that's a long 2 weeks.
Right. He's going to be okay.
He better be.
I hope so. The St. Louis University Athletic Department they didn't reveal anything today. They have not spoken. But the attorney for three of the players among four that have been investigated by the Title IX investigation spoke out today. Scott Rosenblum with a release that said, "Today, our clients received the decisions from the Title IX hearing officer. One of our clients, of three, was suspended until August of 2019. The other two clients were suspended until spring semester 2020. St. Louis University should be ashamed of their handling of this entire investigation, as it has been conducted with a complete lack of due process and fundamental fairness that should have been afforded these young men. They did nothing wrong and are contemplating their appellate rights as well as future litigation."
So with this Title IX stuff, they have 3 days to appeal, correct?
3 business days to appeal.
Okay, so by Wednesday.
And so those three players that have been suspended are Ty Graves, a transfer, Adonis Enriquez, who also was a transfer, and Jermaine Bishop, who played last year for the Billikens early in the season, suffered an ankle injury and has not played this year. One player among the four that was investigated has been expelled from school. And we don't know what player that has been playing is not going to be playing for at least a while, and we don't know which player has been suspended, well, expelled from school.
Right. Well, obviously, these are always so hard to talk about from a litigation side, first of all, because we don't know what happened. We don't know. We weren't there. We just know that you've got four basketball players that find themselves in a world of trouble right now, and you've got a program that Travis Ford took over last year that looked like they were heading in the right direction, had everything going, getting the prospects in that he wanted, getting the recruits that they wanted. They were going to be fast. They were going to be athletic. And now they've got like six players that can play.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
this is a big-time problem just for them. And I'm not trying to make light of anything that's going on the other side of this as far as just the legal issues that they find themselves in, the lives that were affected by whatever happened here. But I know as far as the program goes, they're in some trouble for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, we have no details whatsoever about what apparently happened mm-hmm. in this particular incident. But I have to figure that just like, and I mentioned this earlier, just like in the NFL situation with Zeke Elliott, they must have felt like something happened. There must have been something there. And I know people will say, there were no criminal charges,
right.
So how can you? That does not mean nothing happened. The university can still take action. They don't have to be criminally charged in order for them to do something like this.
And Stu Durando, who covers the Billikens for STL Today, tweeted, when informed of the SLU suspensions, signee Cartier Gordon of Webster said, quote, that is crazy. Asked about his future with the program, he added, I'll definitely have to take things into consideration. So they could lose their number one prospect for next year as well.
So this is a problem.
Yeah.
Many different areas, this is a problem.
Go get him tomorrow.
Yep. Right here on 101 ESPN, you'll be able to hear the action.
Bang.
Tom Brady did practice for the Patriots today. Wouldn't talk about his right hand injury when he talked to the media. But he said he did participate in the entire practice today. When asked how confident he is that he'll play in the AFC Championship game against the Jags, he said, we'll see.
They're so good.
They're
so good at playing
so
the media.
Dumb.
He'll be there. He'll be fine. He'll light it up again, and we'll be talking about it as they get ready for the Super Bowl.
And speaking of playing the media, he did show up to the press conference today wearing gloves.
Red gloves, yeah.
Indoors.
Yeah.
Wearing red gloves.
It can be cold indoors. Yeah. Like, you know, this studio, guys, at times is freezing.
That's true.
Like frigid.
Yep.
There are times I wish I had two big old red gloves.
Yeah, me too. Both games will be heard here on 101 ESPN on Sunday. 2 o'clock, the Jags at New England. And at 5:40, the Vikings at the Eagles. And we invite you to join us at our championship bash on Sunday over at Westport Social. That gets underway at about 11. Should be a lot of fun as you'll be able to watch the games with all of us here from 101 ESPN. And the big news of the day, we buried the lead. BT going to do about 15 Cardinal games in 2018.
Oh, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
on
you.
FS
that
Midwest.
Was the big news of the day. Randall Gridgett got traded. You're right. You're right. You know
this
what you're
is the
right.
Biggest news.
Yeah, we should have led the show with that. I'm kind of excited about it, guys.
It's gonna
be
awesome.
Honest.
You'll be great.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm having some fun doing the pre and post game. Obviously, I love doing this stuff. But get to try to do that. I hope I don't mess it up game one.
You're gonna be great, but not to rain on your parade, man.
Yeah.
The biggest news of the day is Def Leppard and Journey coming to Busch Stadium
on
August 24th.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be good.
Are you kidding?
It's gonna be really good.
Def Leppard, pour some sugar on Brad.
Is it gonna be sold out? Is
oh,
it already sold out?
I don't know.
Have they started selling tickets?
I don't know. And
probably
and
will.
Journey is there. You kidding me?
I like Journey, too.
It's going to be great.
That's a dual threat right there,
yep.
Baby.
We're going to head down the stretch of the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with a little game of Would You Rather. Get your text into the Home Loan Expert text line 65780. Would You Rather next on 101 ESPN. We've got a little game of Would You Rather coming up here on 101 ESPN. We did not mention during the Hot Topics, by the way, this is sad news. Roy Halladay's talk screen came back, and the body of Roy Halladay after his plane crash showed evidence of morphine and amphetamine and Ambien when the body was examined. The report by the Pinellas Pasco Medical Examiner's Office showed as well that Halladay's blood alcohol content was 0.01. The antidepressant Prozac was also detected. So you had the combination of morphine and amphetamine, Ambien, Prozac, and alcohol.
Well, probably not stuff you would want to drive a vehicle with, and let alone fly a plane. But tragic no matter what, but we can all make better decisions, right?
Absolutely.
And also Tom Petty apparently, according to the family, accidental drug overdose.
What's he doing at that age?
As a result of heroin. Taking a variety of medications.
Oh, there you go. Well,
fentanyl patches.
Oh,
that's
oh right. Fentanyl. Oh, that'll do all it.
Right. We appreciate your text to the Home Loan Expert text line, 65780. Big Sis, what do you got?
Would you rather wear the same socks every day for a year or wear the same underwear?
Socks.
I'm going to go same socks, too.
And, but I'm going to wash them every night.
Socks.
No, it's not, there's not allowed.
That doesn't say.
That's just assumed.
So dirty socks.
Dirty socks.
Still going with the socks.
I'm
going
to go with the socks, too. I don't feel good about this, though, because you guys, I think, know that if I won the lottery, I'd have a new pair of socks every single day. Right. That would be my goal. I love new socks. It's like my favorite thing ever.
Do you wash them before you use them?
No.
Really?
No, first pair. They're going straight on.
I just hope no one tried them on. Undershirts, underwear, socks.
Yeah, socks
and
are the
jeans.
Only one.
I have to wash jeans first, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm jumping in.
This is awful, but
oh, great.
Great. Would you rather exit the presidency the way Abe Lincoln did?
My God.
Or the way Richard Nixon did?
Nixon? I can't imagine ever wanting to get shot in the head for any reason.
I don't even want to go to a play. So I will go with Nixon also.
That's the worst part for you is the play?
It's the play.
Guy got shot in the head, but that's not the worst part.
Like,
he had
where
to sit
was
through
he?
A play.
He was at a play. Yeah, screw that.
Yeah, but well, the bullet was the way out of the play.
Yeah. I'm still going to go to Nixon.
Yeah, I'll go Nixon as well.
Absolutely. He flew away in a helicopter. I want to go. That's a way to go out. The helicopter picks you up, and then you fly away.
Would you rather eat a Carolina Reaper or an entire piece of bull feces?
What's a Carolina Reaper?
I think it's like the hottest pepper
it's
now,
super
isn't
hot
it?
Pepper, yeah.
Oh, I assumed it was a person.
It's up there past like the ghost pepper, grim? At least right there with it.
Yeah, but it only takes people in Carolina.
I'm going to go with that, even though it's not one of those things where it's like just hot. I think it will like cause some internal harm, but it's still a pepper as opposed to a turd. So I think I'm going to go that direction.
Is the other thing was poop?
Yep.
I'm not eating poop.
It was bull poop.
Oh, bull poop.
Big old theme and pile, I'm guessing.
You know, there are some cultures that eat animal dung, and it's supposed to help their digestive system and their immune system.
It's not ours, though. That's not our culture.
It's not off the table just yet. We'll just put it that way.
So a Carolina Reaper, for your information, has a rating of 2.2 million SHU, so heat units.
Shoo.
Compared to a jalapeno pepper that has 2,500 to 10,000.
2.8 million?
2.2 million to 2,500.
That's going to put a hurt on you. You can get some hot jalapenos, especially when you get like the seeds involved.
The seeds are the problem. Yeah.
Would you rather be caught picking your nose or scratching your rear end?
Nose. Like,
yeah. Are you up in there?
Yeah,
or are you on the side?
That's where I was going.
I'll go with the nose.
If it's just my cheek, I don't care about that. But if I'm for some reason, I don't know why I'm getting up in there.
Just
but
fishing.
If I am. If I am doing that, I'd rather have the nose pick.
Am I in my car?
Well, nobody's going to be able to see you picking your butt
exactly.
in your car, right?
Exactly.
You're caught, though. You're caught.
Okay.
Randy, you were at the Blues game. You were at the Blues game doing this.
LGB.
Yeah, nose.
On the big screen. Randy's picking his
totally. Nose.
Oh, yeah. I am not an animal.
Would you rather have a finger as a tongue or have tongues as fingers?
Finger as a tongue.
Finger as tongue. You could be very popular.
You know, I feel like we've had this one. Good God, Randy.
What?
You're disgusting.
That's
you
awesome.
Disgust me.
That was awesome.
Pretty good. That was pretty funny. I'm going with Randy. I mean, I'm not. I don't want anywhere near you.
Can you imagine 10 tongues on your... That'd be disgusting.
What if you could taste with all of them?
Well, you couldn't touch anything, right?
That's true, yeah. That's a good point.
You'd be sick all the time.
Yeah.
You'd be germs everywhere.
You'd be a decapus.
What?
Well, an octopus is eight.
Yeah.
You'd be a decapus.
I get it. It was like a stormy thing earlier.
Jeez. I thought this was a different thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
On Monday, 4 hours of technical difficulties, I believe, during 3 and 7.
Would you rather eat lettuce only for 6 months or only eat fried chicken for a year?
Lettuce.
Oh, fried chicken for a year.
I think you're probably dying either way.
I don't think so.
Well, what kind of lettuce? Is it like iceberg lettuce?
Whatever you want lettuce-wise. And I'll give you a couple options here. With fried chicken, it could be like fried chicken strips as well.
Okay. I'm going to take the lettuce.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with the fried chicken for a year and then work it off. It'll be fine.
Would be fun.
It's going to be a delicious
year. I'm just going to do the lettuce thing, too.
My understanding of iceberg lettuce is there's not a lot of nutritional value.
No nutritional value, none.
So I'd have to pick something else.
Romaine or something like that.
Can you go spinach? I love a good spinach salad.
Yeah, spinach isn't lettuce, though.
Problem is no dressing. That'd be kind of
You're a rabbit. Yeah. You're going to be a rabbit for 6 months. A skinny rabbit, though. A shredded
rabbit. Oh, yeah.
Would you rather choose where you die or how you die?
Well, I don't care where.
Where?
I don't care where it is. I would rather choose how. Really go with him. Yeah. Now, if the question was when or how, I would pick when.
If it was how and it was a play that you had to get shot at.
Which play would it be?
Whatever one Lincoln was watching.
Nutcracker.
Oh, yeah, shoot me.
Oh, my God. Never again. Never again, Randy.
The thing about how is you could just never... Or actually, when. The thing about when is you could just never go to that place.
Yeah.
I'm going to die from falling off of a cliff in Arizona. Well, never going to go to Arizona. So now what? I've screwed the system.
It's going to happen somehow, man. Final destination. They'd always found a way to catch up
to you,
right?
Yeah.
Even if you knew it was coming.
Was the person taking the shower and didn't like the clothesline or something wrap around their neck.
Going on. I thought that was a good series. It jumped the shark a little bit as it went on.
Yeah, I only saw
one of
them.
Five of them, I think.
And would you rather have the I-55 corridor renamed the Brad Thompson Expressway?
Not cool.
Or have the section where Branyan hit his home run renamed Brad Thompson's Landing?
You know, this is all about you, BT.
Man. Well, I would much rather just have an entire roadway. So, like, people, maybe it's not for a good reason, but people will continue to see my name and just recognize it. The landing thing is just inappropriate, and I think it would end up hurting people because, I mean, that's a big area. It's a lot of landing. So I'll go with the big stretch of highway.
Like when Mark McGuire had that stretch of 70.
Yes.
The Mark McGuire Highway.
Mark McGuire Highway, yeah.
When did they pull that?
It wasn't that long ago.
It was after he admitted he used steroids, right?
Was it really?
Yeah. Before he became the Cardinal hitting coach, yep.
Man, I remember seeing that.
Yeah. So, that's good. Are we done?
That's it.
That was so much fun. Thank you very much, Big Sis.
It was easy.
Yeah, nothing to it.
Yeah. Me, were you still a little upset that we blew up your entire show?
A little bit.
No. I mean, me works really hard, and then we took his show and then crumpled it up. Well, and
now you guys know what we're going to talk about on Monday. It's cool.
I'm sure nothing will happen.
All the same stuff?
Yeah, everything.
Yep. That's our producer, Brad Barnes. There we go. BT.
All right, Mo, I know you saw the news. I will be doing a Cardinal game or two this year. How do you think I'm going to do? All right, well, the bar's been set.
Mo.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Ronge.
It's the weekend, boys. Get it.
And we invite you to come and see us and talk to us on Sunday at Westport Social for our AFC-NFC Championship Bash. Mike Ryder started the day as our board operator, and then Michael Paisley came in and took over, did great work. So you guys are everybody's showing up at the Championship Bash, right? We're going to have a couple of major surprises for you at the Championship Bash, so we want you to stop by.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, I think you'll be surprised by who's there and what we have going on. It's going to be pretty cool.
I think we're going to have a great time. Good venue, good times.
For all of us, as our friend Ron Burgundy would say...